Mark, you know when you win that little goldfish at the fair after, you know, like tossing a ping pong ball into its bowl or something like that?
I have seen it happen. I never was able to win it myself, but I am familiar with the concept, yes.
Right. And when that goldfish gets sick and dies, what do you do?
Well, I assume you flush it, get a new one, and, you know, maybe hope the kids can't tell.
Right, right. Well, when fish get sick at the Odyssey Aquarium in Scottsdale, staff there take it as seriously as if it was one of their own. Earlier this month, marine biologists noticed that Bee, a 6-foot, 80-pound honeycomb whiptail stingray, began acting funny. David Peronto is the director of animal care and conservation at Odyssey.
When our teams started reporting that Bee was not finishing all her food, she wasn't swimming around her exhibit like she normally does, it kind of started the process of saying, okay, do we need to do more diagnostics?
Well, that doesn't sound good for Bee. What did they find?
So she had a perforated intestine, which required surgery. A specially designed operating table was designed to support her.
But how do you put a fish under for surgery? Like, how has it kept breathing out of water?
That's a really good question. What Peronto describes sounds like a mashup of ER and Flipper.
You put the anesthesia in suspension, you put it in fluid. And what we did was she was on a surgery table. Our animal care team was genius the way that they built the surgery table. She was upside down, and then the team actually breathes for them. So there's ways to rotate water in and out of their gills to allow them to breathe.
All right, Lauren, another question. How do the doctors know when Bee is feeling better? She was clearly never in a Disney movie, so we know she can't talk and doesn't quite have the expressiveness of a dog or cat.
Right. Okay, so just as they knew something was wrong with her behavior, they can use similar observations to monitor her improvement. And after busting open her incisions once and weeks of eating ground-up fish gruel delivered through a feeding tube, Bee began to show some improvement.
We did see her start looking for us more and more when she was recovering because she was feeling better. Her belly was healed and that hunger came back. So we started seeing signs through her behavior, through her eating, that she was the Bee we knew and loved.
I think we can all agree that we are happy that Bee is feeling much better.
I definitely am.